Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Eric Rodriguez and a friend engage in a playful mock fight in the parking lot on the way out of a Florida sports bar. At some point, the friend gets knocked to the ground. Rodriguez begins to kick him in the face until he's unconscious. Well, that doesn't sound like a mock fight to me.
So, Nancy, this fight began as slap boxing, in which open hands are used to give taps instead of punches. This is to prevent injuries. Witnesses could not say why Rodriguez became violent in the originally playful moment, but the 33-year-old left without trying to aid the injured man.
Rodriguez now facing attempted murder due to the severity of his so-called friend's injuries. Nicholas Houchin and sister Danielle drive around Grand Rapids, South Dakota, drinking in the car, picking up food for an app-based delivery service. When the group stops at the next restaurant, the 28-year-old gets into an argument with his sister and puts her in a chokehold.
Houchin had several previous charges against him for DUI and other driving-related offenses, but choking his sister was a much more violent act. The other passengers in the car describe Houchin reaching into the back seat to put his hands around Danielle's neck. Houchin continues to drive after the incident, only stopping when another passenger calls 911.
When police and EMS arrive, a passenger performing CPR on Danielle, but she dies on the way to the hospital. Houchin now charged with manslaughter. An Oklahoma inmate, a no-show for kitchen work detail, sparking a huge search of the Jackie Brannon Correction Center. Somehow, inmate Derek Taylor escaped the minimum security facility overnight.
Oklahoma corrections have not released any details on how Taylor managed the escape, but he is the most recent of many breakouts from JBCC. The largest breakout occurred when five men escaped through an unsecured second-story window.
With officers and canines searching for the 32-year-old, he's found in McAllister within 24 hours. He'll now serve the rest of his sentence for burglary and additional sentence for escape. Was it worth it? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A 22-year-old gunman opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle inside a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, killing five people and injuring 25. This before he was subdued by heroic patrons and arrested by police who arrived within minutes. Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez.
I'm just really saddened by this. This is tragic, and it just feels like an evil person has come in and done something horrific in this community.
A law enforcement official says the suspect in the Saturday night shooting at Club Q used an AR-15-style semi-automatic weapon. The attack ended when a patron grabbed a handgun from the suspect and hit him with it. Four University of Idaho students who were found dead in a rental house near campus were stabbed to death in their beds and were likely asleep when they were attacked. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Moscow, Idaho Police Department has confirmed that Lauda County Coroner Kathy Mabbitt reported the victims were likely asleep and that some of the victims had defensive wounds. Police additionally say each of the victims was stabbed multiple times, but there were no signs of sexual assault. Officers have not identified a suspect or found a weapon.
The killings have shaken Moscow, an Idaho panhandle town of 25,000 residents who last saw a homicide about 5 years ago. The leafy college town is about 80 miles south of Spokane, Washington. Prosecutors say two armed men arrested in connection with online threats against New York City's Jewish community had a Manhattan synagogue in their sights. 22-year-old Matthew Mayer and 21-year-old Christopher Brown were arraigned Sunday on 11 total charges, including criminal possession of a weapon and criminal possession of a firearm. Brown was also charged with making a criminal threat. According to law enforcement, the duo was nabbed following a developing threat to the Jewish community. The two had traveled to Pennsylvania late last week to purchase a gun. Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes has been sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for duping investors in the failed startup that promised to revolutionize blood testing. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
The sentence imposed by U.S. District Judge Edward Davila was shorter than the 15-year penalty requested by federal prosecutors, but far tougher than the leniency Holmes' legal team sought for the mother of a year-old son with another child on the way. Holmes faced a maximum of 20 years in prison. Her legal team requested no more than 18 months, preferably served in home confinement.
Holmes, who was CEO of Theranos, was convicted in January in the scheme, which revolved around the company's claims to have developed a medical device that could detect a multitude of diseases and conditions from a few drops of blood.
Demlyn Vergara, out with friends, is not getting much attention, so the Florida woman picks up a 2x4 with an exposed nail and starts swinging it at the friends. Vergara hits one man in the face with the plank, and that certainly got her attention, but from the police. The 31-year-old now charged with aggravated battery. Well, that was a fun night out. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.